Hello, I'm Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke, and I made an announcement that I would be here on Facebook Live, and thank you for having switched on, and I am bringing you a message the Lord has laid upon my heart, a message of salvation, of healing, of deliverance. Glory to God in the highest. I'm an evangelist. That means I'm a fisher of men and women and boys and girls for Jesus Christ. I'm not looking for complicated stuff because Jesus was not one of those learned. He had the wisdom of God, even as a 12-year-old boy at the temple. They marveled, the professors, they marveled at his knowledge. That is the same Holy Spirit whom we can receive today. Amen. You can. So, my text today is taken from Acts chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. I must tell you, I have preached many times in my life on this subject, and what you hear now is the voice of God speaking to your own heart. Here God spoke to, Jesus spoke to the Apostle Paul, I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now sent you. Very clear. To do what? Now verse 18. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. That is what Jesus spoke to the Apostle Paul, and that was something absolutely wonderful. I just want to highlight one word here in verse 18. Or let me speak about the three groupings here. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light. Number one. Number two, from the power of Satan to God. This is wonderful. To turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. That sounds maybe a little bit difficult, but let me break open the word of God like breaking bread. I always have the desire when I break the bread of the Word of God, I break these pieces so small that they are edible. That they are edible. You can chew them. You can swallow them. They give you strength and they give you energy. Hallelujah. Charles Spurgeon once said, Jesus said, feed my sheep, not feed my giraffes. With that he meant some people, some preachers, feed far too high. They only reach the giraffes, and the lambs or the sheep get nothing. What a tragedy. We need to preach the gospel so clear that every child can understand and every scholar is gripped not by our great speech, but gripped by the Spirit of God. Please listen to me to the end, and you will hear the voice of the Lord speak in your heart. Okay? Now, I first want to talk about that Jesus says we have to turn from darkness to light. From darkness to light. And I can only start with something that I experienced myself when I was preaching. That's long ago already, but it doesn't matter, it's as true as ever. And the meeting was over. A dear old lady came to me and said, I don't know what's happening to me, but I only see darkness, she said. I only see darkness. She said, when I sleep, I have dark dreams. When I get up, I step into darkness. I can't get out of it. I don't know what to do. And she cried bitter tears. She said, you know, I was born to parents I didn't love, or they didn't love me. And she said, when I was a young girl, I fled into an early love. I married him. And when our second child was born, our second daughter, she says, my husband left me for another woman. She said, can you understand? Do you understand me? It's darkness, all the time darkness. I step every day into new darkness. The moment the Holy Spirit spoke to me, as he is now going to speak to you. And you know what he said? And what I immediately repeated. I said, dear lady, I can tell you exactly why you are walking in darkness. And by every step, you set into darkness. And this is the explanation. Please listen. I said, when you have the sun shine from behind you, your body throws a shadow forward. And every time you take a step, every time you take a step, you step into your own shadow, which is darkness. You can do what you like. You step into your own darkness. There is no light. There is fear. There are tears. There is oppression. But look, you can't run away from your own darkness. It's impossible. Because your shadow follows you. If you walk slow, the shadow follows you. If you run fast, you cannot get away from the shadow. When you jump, he jumps, the shadow. When you run, he runs. Your shadow. Can't get rid of it. Now, I'm coming to my very first point, and I pray that you may never forget it. Please listen what Jesus said here to the Apostle Paul, and with it, he spoke to you, speaks to you through me. He says, turn them from darkness to light. Let me explain. You cannot run away from your shadow. It's not possible. But you can turn away. Remember my picture? The sun shines from behind. You forever live in your own produced darkness. And you walk in that darkness, the shadow of darkness. God says they must turn, because that is the only way to get out of the grip of darkness. Isn't that wonderful? The sun keeps shining from behind. But now, how do I get away? Jesus says, turn. And I say to you, turn. And the Holy Spirit says to you, turn. You get that? And now, my next question to you is, you may ask it. You say, Reinhard, how do I turn? How do I turn? I tell you how. And I will assist you to turn before I say goodbye to you today. Are you happy? All right. The Bible says in Romans 13, verse 10, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the words shall be saved actually means turn. Turn. It means if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, let's say with all desperation, because of your marriage, your children, or your sick grandchildren, whatever it is, with all that grief, you force your lips to say, Jesus, do it now. I call upon your name. Lord Jesus, please save my soul now. And when you say that, suddenly you turn. Pray it again. Lord, save me now. You turn again. Lord Jesus, save my soul again. You swing around and have the experience of your life. Suddenly, there's no shadow more in front of you, but the sun of salvation, the sun of righteousness, with healing in his wings, as the Bible puts it, shines on you. You are no more struck by darkness. You see the light of God. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know where you watch me. I don't know whether it is Europe or here in America where I am this moment, or you are in Africa or in Latin America or Central America or wherever, Canada or Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, or North Africa, you know, Tunisia, Egypt, everywhere, Morocco, the Sudan. Oh, I'm asking you, you will get out of your religious bondage and darkness if you turn by faith. You accept God's offer of salvation and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Let your sun shine from the front. Now, where is your darkness when the sun hits you from the front? This is a wonderful truth. Where is the darkness? It's behind you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Satan can only be behind you because that is his rightful place. But Jesus is for you and he is before you. The light will come into your inside. You will walk every step in the light. Your children will get saved. Your husband will be saved, or your wife will be saved. That's what I still want to pray. We have prayed the prayer of salvation. But I would like to pray with you also for your family, for your ministry, for your healing in Jesus' name. And tomorrow I'm going to continue with this message. There's so much more in. You will be blessed. Amen. Jesus didn't come to shame sinners. He came to save sinners. Did you get that? Just repeat it again and again. Jesus didn't come to shame sinners like me. Jesus came to save sinners. And now, dear Lord Jesus, wherever these precious people are hearing me now, I exercise your authority that you have given your servants. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of sickness, especially the incurable sickness. What is incurable to man is curable with Jesus. I break this yoke of sickness now. Walk. Rise up and walk. Depression. I break the force of depression. And peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding, will fill your mind and your heart now, right now, in Jesus' name. Start preaching the gospel again. Preach it to yourself. Preach it to your family. Preach it to others. Everything will begin. You know, when the sun shines, the flowers begin to bloom. And you will see how you will blossom in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Lord bless you, my dear brother and sister. I am so happy I was able to speak to you today. This day is Sunday. And make sure that you have got that alert coming on when I announce my message tomorrow. Will you please do that? Thank you, and God bless you.